hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. We pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45 with, I don't know, stuff. It's my last segment before I'm going to a beach for several days. At 2:30, why October 22nd matters, including, I'm sure, more stuff that I just am having a hard time caring about because it's my last hour before a nice long weekend at a beach in Mexico. And in mere minutes, well, actually, I know what's coming up here because we ran a little bit late on that last interview, so we're going to start things off with Am I the A-Hole, which is the Thursday edition of Where We At in Society. I'm Trey Elling. Am I the A-Hole is going to be run by Sam Pika, who's behind the glass, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Oh, it's just a blatant lean out the door. My God. You know, there's a lean that took over the city of Houston for a while that could kill people.
Purple drank.
This one's not as dangerous as the purple drank, but this kind of leaning can be dangerous to a show, but at least you're embracing it. At least you're not trying to be an A student while producing C-plus effort. You are clearly leaning into the C-plus effort. I appreciate that.
Well, here's the problem for me, Chad. Michael, who is the groom part of the equation that we're going to see get married on Sunday. It's Michael and Amber. Congratulations to them both a couple of days early.
Michael!
He just sent me a picture of what the resort looks like.
No, come on, Michael!
Specifically including the hammock that I'm probably going to spend my first 36 hours on when I get there tomorrow just afternoon.
Michael, how am I going to get him to focus for another hour if you're sending pictures of hammocks?
And
stop
it!
It's
crystal clear outside also. There's rain
sure
in the forecast for the next 5 days. I'm assuming...
Oh, don't do that. Don't say that.
I'm
like
assuming
it's real.
I'm assuming that's the morning rain that happens in most beach areas that then burns off by like 10 or 11.
You know, Chad, the coconuts could fall out of the palm trees and kill you.
All right. Yeah, right. Sure. Sure, paradise guy.
They can.
Yeah, I guess they can. Keith Richards would tell you they could hit you. Remember when the one hit him?
No.
Had a coconut back in the day hit Keith Richards.
Oh, boy.
Took him off tour for, you know, probably a night.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's Keith, so.
Nothing is going to kill Keith Richards.
No, exactly. The man is indestructible. All right, so we'll start hour three. We do have picks to make. Don't forget about the picks. But you want to start with Am I the A-Hole?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we have all of our picks to make, regular and our six-pack picks coming up because we had to move things around. But it is Where Are We At in Society time. Let's give the new sponsor some love, too.
Where Are We At in Society today?
Where Are We At in Society brought to you by Lynch Plumbing, commercial and residential services. When you're in a pinch, call Lynch, 512-450-3416, online, lynchplumbingtx.com.
Darn right. Glad to have Lynch Plumbing on board. All right, it's real simple. Sam Pika will read us examples of stories people put on Reddit and other places, and they just want to know if they are in the wrong. It's Am I the A-Hole? Here we go, Sam.
All right, so our first of three possible A-holes.
A lot of holes.
This is written from the perspective
of a
girl.
Okay.
Let's get that out of the way.
Female perspective, all right.
To give some backstory, my sister, a 23-year-old female, and I were kicked out by our parents at the age of 18, and we've been living in an apartment together with a roommate ever since. My sister doesn't have a steady job at the moment, so I've been handling her portion of the rent on the apartment. A few weeks ago, she approached me and told me that she had found a source of income and would likely be able to start paying for rent soon. I didn't ask too many questions when she told me this because I was just happy she finally found a job. However, I was talking to our roommate two nights ago and found out that my sister started an OnlyFans account and has been selling naked pictures and videos of herself online. Now, I'm a very forward-thinking and sex-positive person. I have nothing against sex workers, but this is my identical twin sister.
Oh, man.
We look exactly alike in almost every way. I personally don't feel comfortable sharing my body online to strangers. And on top of that, I'm trying to start a professional career for myself, and I don't want employers/coworkers to find this and think that it's me. I confronted my sister when she got home later that night and told her that I will not be speaking to her until she deletes the account and that she would have to move out of the apartment. She was pretty mad about it and stormed out and ended up sleeping at a mutual friend's house for the last two nights. I've talked to my roommate and some other friends, and they all think that I was the a-hole.
I'm going to say no because of the identical twin thing.
Yeah, that matters. It really does.
If it was just your sister, it's a different discussion. Identical twin, that matters. It really, yeah.
And I'm assuming she's making up a fake name, but still, you can never be too careful in this era where everybody is looking at porn at all times.
I really went back and forth on this one. I thought it was really interesting because
it really is.
At first, it's kind of like, you know, it's her body and, you know, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, but.
But then it is kind of, in a way, it's also your body too, so.
Identical twin.
I don't know.
You have a responsibility. possibility. Just ask Ozzy and Jose Canseco.
Fair.
I don't know what that means.
Just ask Phoebe and Ursula Buffay on Friends. Remember, Phoebe had to deal with it when Ursula found out Ursula was a porn star?
That's right.
Remember that?
Caused
some issues.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. She's not the a-hole.
I think we agree on that. I vibe with that.
Yeah.
All right. I, a 20-year-old male, live in a flat with five others at university. There is one girl who's a bit of a problem. She always brings guys back and has loud, audible sex with them. I'm talking very loud, and it annoys us all.
Like, to the point where it's not even real. It's like, stop faking it.
Yeah, right? Like, man. But we have early starts in the morning, and, well, sorry, I lost my spot. And we all tell her to keep it down, but she doesn't listen. We told security, and they didn't do anything. So, we also have exams soon and SA deadlines. And yesterday, she did it again. Brings the guys back, starts having loud sex. We're all awake, and we post on our group chat we have amongst the flat. I'm guessing these guys are British because they say flat.
Me too. They've done a lot of flats.
And university.
University, yeah. I've enjoyed that part.
But obviously, she wasn't going to see it anyway until after she was done having sex. I have an early start and had to be somewhere by 7 a.m. It was 2 a.m. while this was happening. I'd had enough. I banged on her door and she wouldn't open it. I bang again and she still doesn't open. So I try to open it and it's unlocked. They must have forgotten to lock it when they came back drunk.
Whoa.
So I walk in on them having sex. They both quickly see me and freak out. She keeps saying, "What the hell?" But I look over at the guy. He was a bit short and really skinny. There was no way in hell he could be a threat to me if he freaked out. She keeps saying, "What the hell? Get out." And I say to her, "I've had enough. All of us have had enough. We're trying to sleep." The guy is standing there awkwardly, so I tell him to get the F out, and he doesn't do anything. He just stands there awkwardly. So I tell him, "I'll call security. Plus, I've got four flatmates to back me up if you don't get the hell out of here." So he puts his clothes on and runs out the door. So the problem girl starts crying, and I tell her that she needs to sort out her life. I then say, "Please leave this flat. Move out. No one here likes you. Not even the guy who just banged you likes you enough to stay."
Wow.
And she screams at me and calls me several names.
Uh-huh.
I then leave to go back to my room. I told the others what happened, and they agreed with me. There's nothing else that could have been done at that point. In fact, several of them thanked me and said that they at least could get sleep from that point on for the rest of the night. But I can't help but feel like I took things a little too far. Am I the a-hole?
He is.
My favorite part of that is the friends. After all that, I thought you did what you needed to.
You're good.
You couldn't have done anything else. Literally nothing else you could have done, mate. You're good. No problem.
Yeah, you're the a-hole. I'm sorry, you are. I understand you get to a point with the situation where it's hard not to lose it. But to walk in on them like that
and order
a naked guy to leave.
And then scream at her that nobody likes her. Like, there's a lot of gray area between that and doing nothing.
Well, especially, like, you're making threats on this guy. You say, "Oh, I've got four other dudes who are going to come in here and back
me
up."
Come on, man. Know.
Yeah, you're the a-hole.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes they're easy. Not always. Usually there's a little bit of a discussion, a dialogue, if you will.
Yeah, that was pretty simple.
That one's cut and dry.
Yeah, we've had two fairly easy ones, I think.
Well, let's see. This one might be a little less cut and dry.
Okay.
I'm pretty good with numbers and patterns. I also have Asperger's, and I always keep a mini notebook on how people close to me are doing. I just note down their moods and their overall feelings every day. I began dating my wife, Holly, about 10 years ago, back when we were 16. I did keep track of her moods back then, and I noticed that there was a slight cycle of when she would be feeling down. I would always get her a small gift then, like some chocolate or just a little present to make her happy.
Just Forrest Gump?
Maybe.
I didn't connect the dots till I showed my friend the notebook, and he explained to me while laughing that I was inadvertently tracking her menstrual cycle. I didn't think that information would be so private.
Yeah.
I mean, I am her husband anyway. She found out about the notebook and got super mad. She was extremely disappointed that I would stoop to such a low level, as she put it. I didn't know what or if I was doing anything wrong. When I ask her what I did, she says nothing, but I'm pretty sure she's lying. Am I the a-hole?
No. He's not the a-hole. Now, if he didn't fully explain his situation, that would make him a little bit in the wrong, but I'm assuming if they're married, right?
Yeah, they're married.
If they're married, she's got to fully understand who she married, and I'm assuming, like, she would know, even once she finds the notepad and stuff, she knows she's married to a guy with Asperger's.
That, and don't most husbands have a pretty good idea about that time of the month?
I feel like,
I think so. I mean, that doesn't jump around the calendar a lot most women.
Yeah, if you don't, you may want to check your marriage.
And my man is taking note of it to the point, the fact that he's literally taking note is on the side here, but he's literally taking note to the point where he's like, I'm going to get her something a little bit nice because I know that that she's just kind of in a bad mood right now.
Yeah, the only gift I get for my wife when it's that time of the month is me yelling at her, back off, I didn't do anything wrong.
And she doesn't accept it like the gift you mean it to be, does she?
No, she doesn't.
They never do.
That's the disappointing thing,
they
Chad.
They never do that. Why can't they understand that?
I feel like it was a little bit his bad, though, for not realizing it on his own account.
I guess. Like, realize the pattern of it?
Being like, oh, that's what I'm
oh,
doing.
Oh, you're saying because he's got Asperger's like everybody's Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man? That's very insensitive, Sam.
I mean, there's a math equation on a board, bro.
Let me tell you what he's got. He's got a bunch of dumb friends is what he's got. Because if he's never discussed that with any of them, and not one of those friends would have heard, wait, did you just say you make notes and then at the same time every month she gets mad or upset and you buy her a gift and you don't know what that is? Dude, we need to go have a beer. Like, what? Like, I didn't think I had to have this talk with you. You've been married for years, but here's what's going on there. Like, that's really easy, isn't it? That's not like some weird pattern to decipher.
It's not, but not everybody's good at putting two and two together.
Yeah, that's true.
In real world situations.
That is true.
Hopefully the gift card is not like a gift card to Victoria's Secret every month. Like, no. You're going to have to mix that one in. That can only be utilized every couple times a year.
Do stuff she likes. Absolutely. There you go. Another edition of Am I the A-Hole? Some pretty easy ones to figure out, I think, this week. A little bit of a challenge there. I like the one that turned at the beginning. We have very few that turn where my decision changes in the middle, but I like that one. All right. Sam Pica producing for us today.
I'm the A-Hole for the Forrest Gump thing.
Way to go, Trey.
Talked about chocolates, getting her chocolates.
Oh, chocolate, Forrest Gump. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
Box of chocolates, man.
So y'all are the a-hole for thinking that. That's what it was. All right, so we've got Bob Marley music because Trey's getting ready to go to this beach wedding. He will not be with us tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday, because of that wedding situation. So he is definitely leaning out the door. But before he goes, we have to make picks, Trey. So here we go. You want to go our picks or regular picks first?
Real quick.
Yes?
This is a No Eyes of Texas conversation hour. If you want to hear us talking about the eyes of Texas and the latest updates, go back to hour number one. We talked about it in the first segment.
Okay.
Between you and I. And then the last segment of that hour, Mark Henry called in. And we had a good conversation about it there, too. This is a No Eyes of Texas conversation having hour. I need to go into my long weekend as calm as possible. And talking too much about that is going to leave me stressed the bleep out.
Does that include me performing my new idea version for the song where I put Motorhead lyrics into it instead of the real words? Does that include that? I can't do that.
Are you replacing Eyes of Texas with Ace of Spades?
That's one of the ideas, yes.
The Ace of Spades are upon you.
Yeah, something like that. Well, we don't have to do that either. We'll let you go with a clean mind.
It's the only Motorhead song I know, people. Back off.
Well played. All right, so regular picks? We'll go straight up picks first?
Yes.
The Supreme Lending and Chris Waters picks. Thanks to Supreme Lending and Chris Waters Realty for being a part of it. The Horn team made a move last week, so we're going to try to have another winning week. Trey, Iowa State at Oklahoma State to find out who the best team is in the Big 12, at least for this week. Do we trust the Oklahoma State defense enough? That's the question for me on this game.
I think it's a combination of that, them looking better on offense, getting Spencer Sanders back, and then also just not being overly impressed with Iowa State so far. Love Breece Hall, don't get me wrong, but Brock Purdy is doing a little bit of a Sam Ellinger impersonation in terms of getting a ton of preseason hype and not quite living up to it just yet. Now, he has had a knack to bring his team back. Obviously, it happened versus Oklahoma, but I'm still in a little bit of wait-and-see mode with Iowa State. I need to see a little bit more out of them before picking them to win a game like this.
All righty, so we will go Oklahoma State on that one. How about Cincinnati at SMU, the Group of Five showcase? It's at SMU, and Shane Buechele, of course, trying to get a big win.
My pick in this game is going to be very flawed. So what are your thoughts on this one? I don't know much about either team.
I really don't as well. I could make an argument for each. SMU, to me, has been a little sloppy in their wins, but they are winning. I like Buechele and that offense. And Cincinnati, I can't quite tell if what I'm seeing is a pretty damn good team or just are they playing, you know, a Group of Five kind of schedule. So I could lean either way here, but I'm rooting for Buechele and SMU to win. I could make either argument.
Individually, I am a big fan of Shane Buechele and Nagar the Kickar, so I'm picking the Mustangs.
That's well played.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go SMU. Even if we disagreed, we have to go with the line, so SMU will be the pick there. Let's go to the big one in the NFL. Pittsburgh, you know what, we'll leave it till the end. Let's leave that one till the end.
Okay.
Seattle at Arizona. We'll go there first. Seattle at Arizona. Do you think Arizona is that good that they can go ahead and beat the Seahawks, or is it Russell Wilson? I'm leaning Russell on this one.
I think I am, too. Just how deceptive was that win over the Cowboys on Monday night?
Yeah.
Like, I know Arizona has the chance to be an explosive offense. They still need to show a little bit more defensively, especially with the way that Russell Wilson is playing right now.
And if you are ready to get into a shootout, the Seahawks are equipped. Remember, the Cowboys went in with all their issues and Andy Dalton.
Yeah, the Seahawks are coming off of a bye, also. I think this just sets up for a really good Seahawks performance.
Yeah, this is not Tavares Jackson quarterbacking this team.
No, it's not.
To pick one from a few years ago.
True.
I don't think he's still there, but anyway.
Seneca Wallace,
not
under center.
Not Matt Flynn as a backup. None of that. Okay, so we'll go Seattle there. How about the Pirate battle? Tampa at Vegas. This one's got all kinds of layers to it with Gruden and Brady and Derek Carr and all these different things. Khalil Mack coming after Tom Brady. I think the Bucs may have turned a little bit of a corner last week, and I would put some trust in them. I know it was a thrashing, and sometimes those can be out of whack. I think the Bucs are better. Just pure win here, I think the Bucs are a little better.
I'm starting to believe in Derek Carr's ability to be a bona fide quarterback in this league because he's under the tutelage of John Gruden, but I still need to see just a little bit more going up against a good defense. So I think that game will go a long ways in letting us know just how legit both of those teams, more specifically Vegas, are for the rest of the year.
So you like Bucks there?
I'm going Bucks.
Going Bucks. All right, we're picking the Bucks, the Seahawks, and finally Pittsburgh at Tennessee in Nashville. What do you think? You like that? J.D. Lewis would always tell you, be careful about Ben on the road. Are we going to go with that?
I think that combined with how much does the Steelers defense suffer from losing Devin Bush in the middle of things. He's out for the year with an injury now.
Good point. He's so good.
You saw it a couple years ago when Shazier went out with the very tragic injury he suffered. It took them a while to reset and get going again. And as a matter of fact, the rest of the season, that defense wasn't the same. I'm picking Tennessee in this one.
I will do that as well. Yeah, and we'd have to go Tennessee either way, but I agree with you. Let's go Tennessee. So we're picking three home teams and two road teams in the straight-up picks. All right, Trey, the six-pack picks. I have a six-win lead going into this week. 24-18 is the overall score. We have to pick Longhorns, Cowboys, and Texans. They all play, so here we go. Cowboys at Washington. Basically a pick 'em, but minus one Cowboys.
Go first.
I'm going Cowboys. I think they need – I think – they are bad, but I think they're about to play something worse. I know the offensive line issues are there. I'm going to say Cowboys win by two or more.
Insanely stupid pick by me. I'm going Washington football team.
Going football team.
I think they're
going to
win the game.
They might snap Andy Dalton in half. I mean, there's a chance. That happens.
That's the biggest reason why. And Kyle Allen is obviously not great. I mean, the guy couldn't secure a starting job in college, much less the NFL. But
how dare you.
He's going to get to dump down all day to a couple of decent running backs catching it out of the backfield.
Yeah,
so
that's
I
fair.
Think Washington has enough when it's all said and done.
How about Aaron Rodgers at H-Town facing the Texans? Aaron's got to cover 3.5. Do you believe in him to do it?
3.5? What am I missing in this game? Yeah, I'll take Green Bay to cover that one.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea why it's that low. I'm going to trust them. Maybe it's how Tampa beat them, but Rodgers isn't going to play like that twice.
No.
There's no way. Not 2 weeks in a row. All right, we'll leave the Longhorns for last. Let's go Michigan-Minnesota. Welcome back, Big Ten. Michigan on the road, favored by 3. Who's first here?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think I'm going to take Minnesota in this one. I have more faith in PJ Fleck getting his team ready to go the first game of the year than I do Jim Harbaugh.
Wow, we're both denying the Jim Harbaugh. Me too. I'm going to take Minnesota and make Michigan prove it to me. Iowa State at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State minus 3.5.
Your turn.
I'm going to switch from our outright pick because I do think Oklahoma State's going to win, but I'm going to say they win by very, very, very little. So I'm going to go ahead with this Iowa State plus 3.5.
I think that's a smart pick by you, but in an effort to try and gain some ground, I think that Oklahoma State, who will win this game, will end up winning it by more than the 3.5.
Fair enough. And finally, we didn't do the other one in the NFL, did we? I'm sorry. We're doing Pittsburgh-Tennessee as well. My bad. Tennessee favored by 1 at home.
So that's essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Give me the Titans. We just talked about this, and for all of those reasons, and also the fact that I have a ton of faith in this Tennessee offense, even without Lewin at left tackle, I think they can still get it done.
Yeah, I got to do the same thing there, too. Okay, Baylor at Texas. Texas 8.5, minus 8.5. Am I going first here?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make the same argument I make for the Cowboys. I know the Longhorns are bad. I think they're about to play something worse. They're at home. I'm going to say Texas wins by 10. I'm going to take Texas here. I know I've been against the Longhorns and Cowboys and my teams and stuff. This week I'm giving them a little love. It may hurt me, but I'm going to pick Texas.
This feels like a game that Texas should win by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
You use the S word. Don't say should.
I hate this because I've given them way too much faith this year, Chad.
I'm
scared to pick against them here because Baylor has played 2 freaking games.
Right.
And hasn't been practicing in a lot of the time that they've been off. They've had to stay away from one another. Give me Texas to cover here.
Oh, there you go. Not going to overthink. Okay, there it is.
And by the way, when they lose this game, you can blame it on me. I apparently have a Chad Hastings killing people sort of effect on picking the Longhorns to win games and cover this year.
So there are your 6-pack picks and your picks straight up for the Supreme Lending and Chris Waters Realty picks. Thanks to those guys for being a great partner. Thanks to Coors Light for being such a great partner of ours. Remember, the 6-pack picks, whoever loses has to buy dinner for 4 for us and the wives at the winner's place of choice, and the loser has to shotgun a Coors Light every day for a week's worth of shows, including 2 shotgun beers on a Friday.
I may, if this lead extends anymore, I may ask to pay off my bet midway through the season and try and reset things to 0, just to try and force you to have to do that too at some point at the end of the year.
Oh, you just want to see me shotgun a beer because I've never done it.
Well, of course I do. And I also don't want to have to shotgun beers for a show per day every week with 2 on Friday.
Could be fantastic. All right, there it is. You made up the thing. I didn't make that up.
I know. It was stupid of me.
You came up with it.
I had false confidence in myself.
Can I stand in? Can I volunteer as tribute in the Hunger Games?
I definitely want to see Sam do it. That'd be fun.
You can do it with us.
All right, so again, if you're tuning in for any updates on the Eyes of Texas, Trey has mandated that does not happen. This is a mandate, by the way. This is a mandate that it will not happen this hour, so be sure to be around at 3 o'clock for the triple option with our BKD for any updates that may happen. Up next, though, we'll tell you why October the 22nd matters, including the birthday of a comedy legend. The question is, do you know a woman that actually thinks he's funny? It's coming up on the Horn. Ah, even if you ask him to play Marley, he finds a horn section. What do you got, Sam?
What is this?
This is Soja Say.
That's a nice one. You know what this is, Trey? It's a beach wedding dance song. This is a just get all up and close and personal with that special person, slow dance at a wedding. That's what this is.
Can we play Dembele Full coming back? The final segment starting with na-na-na, na-na-na, na-na.
Man, he's putting requests out there. All Bob Marley today because Trey's headed for this beach wedding. Hope you're having a great Thursday.
Sam has killed it, by the way, with the covers.
He's doing deep catalog Bob Marley. He's doing Bob Marley that Ziggy doesn't even know about. Like, Ziggy's been texting me the whole show. Dude, I didn't even know about that song. Where did he find that? I have no idea, man. I don't even think Dad really did that song. I don't know, man. He's awesome. All right. So we've got October 22nd to talk about right after I tell you that we've got another gift card up for grabs. Not just any gift card, Longhorn fans, but a gift card to the UT Co-op online store, $50 gift card. It's another Coors Light chilling with the Horn. So go to Total Wine today on Brody Lane in Sunset Valley. Snap the picture with the Coors Light Longhorn display and use the hashtag Longhorns Made to Chill. That is your chance to win. Check out hornfm.com for all the latest when we do these. Thanks to Coors Light for being such a great partner of ours, the official domestic beer of the Longhorns. And thanks to Total Wine for helping out. Maybe go get stocked up at Total Wine today with your Coors Light for the game. All right, let's tell you why October the 22nd matters, including that bald guy.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
I'm not sure if he's like me and shaved the head and he still had the hair or if he was bald indeed. I feel like he was the former. I feel like he could have grown hair if he wanted to. But his signature was to have no hair. The great Curly Howard would have been 117 today. He died back in the 50s, 1952. To show you how powerful reruns are, that I grew up watching a ton of Three Stooges, and he died in 1952, and I wasn't born until the 70s. But Curly Howard has a birthday today. Trey, are you a Three Stooges fan on any level?
ton of respect for Three Stooges. I haven't watched an episode since I was a kid.
I have not either.
Loved it as a kid. And anybody who's a fan of physical comedy, even going back a few years or in these current times, has the Three Stooges to thank for that.
Yeah, they were amazing to me as a kid. I remember watching just the choreography of it all was really impressive.
It was like a dance.
To watch. It was a dance quality to it. Later, when I learned about professional wrestling and what the performance art that it is, there's a little bit of that in what the Three Stooges do. Because if you've ever watched documentaries and stuff, they literally hurt one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do exactly what they did and make it all perfectly clean and nobody ever gets hurt.
Yeah.
And Curly Howard, I didn't realize, he had a stroke somewhere along the way that took him out of that job. I thought it was either death or, like, ego that took him out. But no, he had a stroke, and that's why they had to bring Shemp in.
I thought he wanted to grow the hair out, and there was a creative difference.
Could have been that.
Turns out it was a stroke.
Yeah.
It did it.
And he and Mo were brothers in real life, for
mm-hmm.
the people that didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So then this is really the big question. Do either of you know a woman that likes the Three Stooges? I feel like every woman around me doesn't really dig the Three Stooges, has never really gotten into them. Is there something about them that women don't relate to?
I think when you're a kid and you first start watching Three Stooges and are either interested in it or not, just from watching my 6-year-old daughter and 4-year-old son right now, he's all about the physicality. He will just literally walk up to his sister and give her the shoulder push. And she's just sitting there playing with something else, and he kind of knocks her over, and she gets upset about it, understandably, and he just laughs, and we have to punish him for it, unfortunately. But she's not doing those sorts of things to him. When she is being physical with him, she's not trying to be funny. She's trying to hurt him.
See, that's what they say about little boys and little girls, about the boys are so much more physical. You get to watch it because you have one of each. But boys are so much more physical. Girls are so much more mental and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've watched it with my daughter where when we had friends who had little boys acting out all the time, headbutting stuff and whatever, hers was all emotional. One little thing would happen and she'd flip out. And I'm thinking, why are you so upset right now? So is it that girls don't relate to the physical comedy part of it with the Stooges?
I think that's a big part of it. The funny thing about Calvin, as physical as he is right now, he's also much quicker to cry if something little happens to him and he's even hurt in the slightest bit.
By the way, the best thing about the Three Stooges to me was, as you're watching an episode and they ended up in a room full of some kind of objects that you knew were getting thrown.
Pies?
Especially the pies. When you knew and you could feel the food fight coming, like them indoors, you go, oh my God, it's a banquet hall. It's a banquet hall. They have a kitchen. I bet they have a kitchen. I bet they have a kitchen. And then you'd see the pile of pies, and it was like, yes, let's go. I loved it.
Dude, I loved food fights back in school. I started more than one food fight at Newman Smith High School as a junior and senior. I wasn't really in the lunchroom anymore. But as a freshman and sophomore, I was lobbing apples and all sorts of other things across our cafeteria like they were grenades. It was so great.
See, and all I was a young fight fan. I don't want to do it. I just want to. I'm a voyeur when it comes to fighting like that. I want to be near it, but I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It's like when I watched Chips back in the day. I just wanted to see the car wrecks. I didn't have to be in one. So with a food fight and the Stooges, I get to watch a professional food fight and I don't get dirty? Oh, this is great. Let me go. That's why they were great to me.
We played Am I the A-Hole the early part of this hour. Generally speaking, I probably am, but especially in high school. I would walk into the hacky sack circle and act like I wanted to kick the sack around with these dudes. And the first time it comes to me, I just grab it and throw it across a field.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Just walk away.
You were going in and disrupting a hacky sack circle?
I feel bad about that.
The hacky sack circle is a sacred thing, Trey. It's a very special place.
It's a place of love, Trey.
You're right about that. That's why I feel terrible. I don't feel bad about starting a food fight. To do that, though, that was just pathetic by me.
By the way,
embarrassing. And I'm sorry. If you're a hacky sacker out there and that's ever happened to you, whether you were at Newman Smith or not, I apologize. That's a jerk move.
By the way, back in the day, when my buddy and I used to go out to practice tennis a little bit late at night, if the hacky sackers were out, we would coexist. They would hacky sack near court one. We would be glad to go down to court three to provide some separation. We lived together in harmony on the tennis courts in Waxahachie.
I think you kicked the sackers out.
We didn't need to kick the sackers out. They weren't hurting anybody. We just went to a different court.
Now, let me ask you, because tennis courts are obviously in all sorts of different conditions. Was court one superior in terms of the other courts? Like, were you dealing with a lower net on the other courts?
Yeah, and I'm just going to, if you want the actual truth, we put them down in the corner near court four, and we played on court one. I mean, if we're going to be honest.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
And you know what you do? You put the hacky sackers in charge of the lights, because the lights were near court four. And we would tell them, hey, man, remember, if the lights go out, you go push that button. All right, dude, we got you, man. It was awesome.
See, okay, texter.
Plus, they'd bring a boombox with them and play some cool music. It was great.
See, this is why I'm apologizing right now. This texter is calling me a bully. You're a bully, bro. I knew it didn't like you. F you, Trey.
Yeah, you're a hacky sack bully.
I'm sorry. That was a low point for me. I apologize. That was a bully moment. As I was saying it, and I've talked about it over the years, I feel like a bully in retrospect. It was a terrible move by me, and I apologize. You have every right not to like me as a result of that. I am sorry.
So as a tennis player, I will tell you for sure that being good at tennis can help being good at ping pong. Those two are related. Do you think being a good hacky sacker relates to, like, soccer?
Yes.
If I can dribble hacky sack and do that, does that mean I could do it with a soccer ball?
Because a couple of the more talented soccer players at Newman Smith were also hacky sackers.
That's what they did. I'm sure they could work. That's how they could kind of work it out
if they
couldn't get outside.
As a matter of fact, I played tennis for the first time a few years ago in like a decade plus. And even though I hadn't picked up a racket in a while, it took a little bit of an adjustment to extend from the hand. But because I have the hand-eye from playing volleyball, I picked it up pretty quickly. I was like, wow, I'm hitting the ball really well right now. Like, peak me playing tennis 15, 20 years ago.
Look at that.
So I think that those two things, they're not exact, obviously. The ball is much smaller. It's similar. And I would guess that you would be better at soccer as a juggler if you're having to focus on that smaller ball or sack, as it were.
Yeah, that's true. Or the old hacky sack. Yeah, I was never good at that. I'm not good at my feet doing those kind of things. So God love all you soccer and hacky sackers, because I can't. My body doesn't work that way.
It is also Smart is Cool Day today, Chad.
Yeah.
Smart is Cool Day. You know the first person to tell you that, don't you?
Your teacher? Your teachers?
Dom Herman.
Yeah, that's right, because he's a Mensa guy.
That's right.
Mr. Mensa. He ought to have a shirt that he wears that says, like, I am Mensa.
No, what it should be is, you know how you put the dashes under what the letters are supposed to be for, like, a game of Hangman or something?
Right.
It should have an M underscore N S underscore.
I like it.
But you have to figure it out.
That is good.
Not smart enough to get the shirt. You're clearly not Mensa.
You clearly don't need to be. It's like the Mark Cuban shirt with the three commas on it. Remember that one? When Cuban showed up with the three comma shirt?
What was that?
Because he means he's a billionaire.
Oh.
The three commas? Yeah.
Boy. You want to talk about douchey along the lines of interrupting a hacky sack circle.
That's kind of it.
That's douchey.
You're right. Also today, a couple of other quick birthdays. Happy birthday to Slater Martin today, the memory of the great Slater Martin. He would have been 95 today, died back in 2012.
Goat status.
Slater is one of the basketball goats around here. He was on a Final Four team for Texas back in the 40s. Also, one of Kevin's favorites, one of my favorites, and I think maybe one of your favorites too, the great Bob Odenkirk is 58 today, one of the great comedy minds of our time. I saw him as an extra this weekend on an old Saturday Night Live.
I was just about to guess. So he was obviously awesome on that.
And he was a writer at the time, too, if people
don't know. Mr. Show, exactly. Mr. Show, of course, he went on to do incredible and very different things with Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, even though there is a darkly comedic element to that character.
Love
at times
both.
It's just flat out dark. Bob Odenkirk is awesome.
Yeah, if you want a character that you hate yourself for loving, Saul Goodman is it.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a great character. Vince Gilligan's a genius, and Bob Odenkirk is a stud. I'm still trying to get Kevin to watch one of those two shows, either Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul, because I know how much he loves Odenkirk, and I want to see him watch Bob with that.
Yep.
Make it that serious and that dark at times. Happy birthday to Bob Odenkirk today. Also, today's National Nut Day. So eat your favorite nut today. Love an almond. Love a cashew. Whatever you need.
Just loving you.
But also, Trey, get a shelter dog or an adopt a dog today. Today is National Make a Dog's Day. You and I have both done this. It is a satisfying thing.
We're in the market again.
And you're in the market again. And I have a Yorkie, which sounds all froofy and proper, but she was from a shelter situation. She was mistreated, and we were so glad to get her in the house, and now she's not being mistreated anymore. So if you can do that for a dog, try to.
Agreed.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, so all that going on this October the 22nd. One more segment. We'll see if Trey can get through it without just walking out of here and heading to the beach.
Wait, this isn't the final segment?
No, this is not. We have one more. One more. Stems and Seeds coming up, including a trade that the Ravens made today. Rich getting richer. This is The Horn.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, he's on the way out. He's leaning out the door, kids.
And belly full, but we hungry. A hungry mob is an angry mob.
Trey requested nothing but Bob Marley today because he's got a beach wedding to go to.
Get ready because Stems and Seeds is going to include the forecast for Cancun for the next 5 days.
I bet it is. We're all ready for that. Before we get to Stems and Seeds, let me remind you one more time. The Coors Light Chilling with the Horns is going on today out at Total Wine in here in Austin on Brody Lane out there in Sunset Valley. The Total Wine 5601 Brody Lane, to be exact. So it's a $50 gift card to the UT Co-op online store that you are looking for, and you can get registered just by going in, taking your picture with the Coors Light display, and then using the hashtag LonghornsMadeToChill for your chance to win. Go to hornfm.com for the info and for all the locations coming up for your next opportunity to do that. Also, be sure to listen today to the Triple Option. They've got a way for you to win tickets to the Longhorn-Baylor game, so pay attention for that. Right now, pay attention to Stems and Seeds.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
No stems, no seeds involved at all in the beach wedding. That never happens. 255-8678 is AV Consultations number, 255-8678. Or check out avconsultations.com. They bring you Stems and Seeds every day. Let's start with a World Series that got more interesting last night. Tampa Bay beat the Dodgers. I said yesterday, Blake Snell had to be a stud. Guess what? He was a stud. 4 2/3, only gave up 2, and Brandon Lau's bat woke up. A huge night for him. Not only 2 homers, Trey, he is, baseball's so great about its dumb, nerdy stats, he is the first player ever to hit 2 opposite field home runs in 1 World Series game.
Wow.
How about that number?
I'm going to call BS on that one. I think somebody pulled that out of their ass, and they don't know for sure one way or the other, and all of us just assume it's true.
I'm not looking it up. Let's go with that.
And how about this little factoid on Blake Snell from John Morosi of Fox? Blake Snell told me he felt terrible warming up in the bullpen before game 2. His response? He went into the weight room before the first pitch, ran on a treadmill, and did some squats.
Nice.
9 strikeouts later, the World Series is tied at a game apiece.
You may need to remember exactly what he did. Those guys are superstitious. He may have to go treadmill squats before every start now.
Yeah, no kidding.
1-1 in the series. Game 3 is tomorrow. You want another pitching matchup? How about Walker Buehler against Charlie effin' Morton? One of those guys could become a next-level hero in their town if they can get it done. And by the way, Tampa, remember, is the home team for the next 3 games, if that matters. They will get the last at-bat no matter what in the next 3 ball games. I know everything happens in Arlington, but there you go. Trey, what else we got Stems and Seeds-wise?
We have a weather forecast for Cancun.
Oh, yes.
Friday through Tuesday.
We all really want to know.
Like a really good chance for rain all 5 days. Now, it's not getting over 40% most days.
You don't believe forecasts anyway.
And I would assume that if there is rain in Cancun while we're there, it's going to happen in the morning and then burn off by the afternoon. But just know, it may not be as much of a paradise as we all think of with Cancun and Riviera Maya.
Yeah, we feel terrible for you.
High of 87 each day.
How would you grade out being a weatherman in Cancun versus being a weatherman in any other area?
Well, when you're talking about weather person Mexican television, usually it would require me to get some sort of augmentation.
How dare you.
And to change my gender. And to get a lot better looking than I am right now. I'd feel pretty good about myself, Chad, if I was a weather person in Mexico.
You think weather people in Mexico are on a pretty people scale? They don't let the ugly people weather?
It is legitimately all like tens.
Really?
All female tens.
Tens and weather. All right. How about this one, Trey? Rich getting richer. The Baltimore Ravens get Yannick Ngakoue. They traded for him. 3rd-round pick and a conditional 5th going the other way. Wait a second.
What?
We were talking about how Yannick Ngakoue could be good for Minnesota, but they've been awful. So now Baltimore gets him?
And Calais Campbell. They essentially got both those guys from Jacksonville.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. I forgot Calais was already there.
Oh, Calais has been wrecking shop, too.
That's not right.
I'm happy about that because Baltimore is my fantasy defense on weeks that they aren't on a bye.
Oh, there you go.
Look for them to grab a couple more sacks per game.
And by the way, if you're like me and you just want to know how are they the look of a guy, the getting off the bus part, those two guys look the part, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Those are monsters on the defensive line. If they both play well, look out for Baltimore. By the way, both teams on bye this week. So there's a way to spend your bye week.
Yeah.
Trade for a stud defensive lineman from one of those teams. By the way, Yannick Ngakoue's life just got so much better. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Going from Minnesota to Baltimore, whatever that means as far as the town goes, I don't know. But team-wise, to go from a team that's now completely irrelevant to a team that is supremely relevant, and you go from Kirk Cousins to Lamar Jackson as your quarterback. Like, think about that change.
It's just positives all around.
Oh, man. Your quarterback just got a lot twitchier. Like that.
Yeah.
A lot twitchier. That's awesome. Good for him. And a lot less gripey, I would think. Cousins just feels gripey to me.
He has that look.
What an attitude.
I can say that is because I'm somebody who has that look.
My brother, have a great time at this wedding.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the show for the next 3 days without me.
I will do it. Get relaxed. Get away from it. Don't think about the eyes of Texas. Don't think about any of it. We'll deal with all of that. We'll be back for a Friday show tomorrow. Dustin McComas. I'm going to grab Rod Babers at 2 o'clock. Talk some eyes of Texas and Longhorn football and all of that. And we'll work some other stuff in as well. Scottish guy at 12:45 and all the good stuff. Triple option coming up next. Again, they've got a chance for you to win tickets to Texas Baylor. So pay attention to you.